8:31, this is a morning conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. And Umpqua Community College, another production coming up. Professor Bart McHenry, and good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, so what do you have coming up, and when is it?
Oh, I'm so excited. Starting next week on Wednesday, just after Memorial Day weekend, we open the film noir era detective comedy called A Crooked Hand in the Whipple Fine Arts Center. And I'm really excited about this show because A Crooked Hand is a very funny play that is a great show for any age. And we have our Umpqua singers providing music in the show as well.
Now, is that something you've done before, any of your productions here?
No, this is the first time we've incorporated the Umpqua singers, which is a group of 9 a cappella singers, into a play. And they, of course, are led by the fabulous Professor Jason Heald of the music department. And it's just going to be a really fun evening with food and fun for all ages.
So where did you get this all figured out? How did this all come together, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, Jason and I were talking about our what fun era it would be to have the Umpqua singers sing with, and we thought that would be jazzy and fun, and he actually created the 5 songs that are in the show. So it's just wonderful to have somebody with the talent to create music. And so there are 11 performers in the play, and they're just having a great time turning the whole Whipple Fine Arts Center into a fun casino with small tables and lights, and it's just a wonderful ambiance.
Well, and you've got the flexibility there to kind of do, to kind of reset the room for everything you do.
It is a great theater space. If you have not been over to Umpqua Community College, to the Whipple Fine Arts Center, it's a completely different experience than seeing a show in the big Jacoby Auditorium, because it's a smaller venue. It's set up for 85 seats. And it's just really fun to see actors up close without microphones and having a great time doing this fun comedy.
Interesting, without microphones at all.
No, because it's a smaller theater and it's great theater training. They get to speak loudly. And so it's different than watching something on the big stage. It's a wonderful, smaller space.
And that is interesting because, for instance, depending on where you are on the stage is going to impact just how loud you need to be to get to the folks in the rear, but not blow out the people right in front of you.
Exactly.
That's a whole big learning curve.
Yeah, it is a learning curve. And, you know, because it's a small venue, the actors kind of step out into the audience because we've set it up all as small tables with lights and food. And so it's just a different, immersive theatrical experience. And it's been great fun for me as a director to try something new instead of a traditional staging of a play with people sitting in rows. So it opens next week on Wednesday, and it's a one weekend only show. And sometimes people say, oh, I missed it. I'll look forward to seeing it next weekend. But this is one weekend only at the college. It's called A Crooked Hand, and it's a fun film noir genre.
So you've got, what, 4 or 5 nights in a row?
That's right. We do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then 2 shows on Saturday, a matinee at 3 o'clock, and then at 7 o'clock in the evening. And then our final show is on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
One of the elements for the actors when you get out into the crowd is not, you know, you could see somebody's expression that you might throw you, and maybe that's good or maybe it's not.
Right.
And you've got to, you know, exercise some control there, but sometimes it can even enhance your performance.
It's a completely different experience for a performer to be able to see the audience right there at the tables in front of them. So it's a great experience, and it's really fun for the audience members because you can see other audience members and be up close to the performers.
Yeah, you know, it's really different. Some of the stages I've been on sometimes, even some things that I've emceed in Jacoby, when you come out there and based on what the program is and what's going to happen, it, for me, is always a bit of a struggle to look out at, you know, shadows.
Yeah,
you know, and whether it's 300 or 1,000, it kind of throws me for a loop because I'm not used to that.
Right. Sometimes it's hard for a performer to look out and see nothing because the lights are in their eyes. And sometimes it's more difficult to see the people actually laughing and having a good time in front of you. So
yeah, no, that makes an interesting element because, you know, if somebody laughs especially hard and,
right,
you know, you...
Every audience is different.
Yeah, no, that's a cool idea. And combining the singers and the actors is kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, usually a play would just have, music that's recorded for a set change or something like this. But instead of that, we're able to have a cappella, jazzy music, and mood music created by Professor Jason Heald.
So how much are tickets for this?
Tickets are $15 for general admission, but only $10 for seniors, and students of any age get in free. So bring the kids, they'll get in free, and you'll have a wonderful night out.
Seems like you really have been enjoying what you've done here over the last couple of years.
I really am enjoying it, and I'm excited because next year at the college, we are going to be starting an improv team. So send your friends and high school students to UCC next year and be part of the ever-growing, changing improv team. We're having a good time scheming and dreaming over there.
And you stay pretty busy as well because you've got another little thing later in the summer.
Yes, I'm going to be working with UCC students on a play, a musical called Schoolhouse Rock down for Riverbend Live.
All right, and that'll be in late July. You're already hearing about it, but just because you were in here, we were talking about it earlier in our news segment, and working with young people and younger people, and an outdoor crowd as well, so that'll be a fun challenge.
It always is. If you have a youngster at home, that starts in mid-June, right at the end of school, and it rehearses for 6 weeks, and then it performs at the very end of July. And that Schoolhouse Rock, you might remember it back when you were a kid, those fun clips of everything you need to know, but put to music.
You know, earlier in the morning, I was down the hall in one of our partner stations, and one of the anchors there started singing the clips when I was doing the news story, and I was not expecting that because I didn't actually know what they were. I guess I don't remember that, but she certainly did. So.
Oh, I certainly do. You know, I just remember, you know, conjunction, junction, what's your function, and all the rest. But it's a great show. If you have a kid at home, instead of sitting around this summer, if they're in the Winston-Dillard area, get them involved in Schoolhouse Rock for Riverbend Live.
All right, and again, for UCC, give us the dates and times for next week.
It's coming up quick. Next Wednesday, right after Memorial Day, which is the 29th at 7 o'clock, there'll be a 7 o'clock show on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, two shows on Saturday at 3 and 7, and then Sunday at 3 o'clock. Don't miss A Crooked Hand at UCC.
All right, Professor Bart McHenry, thanks for coming in.
Cash at the door. See you then.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.